everyone, welcome back to another episode of Blondes Living Boldly. I'm Jade.
And I'm Emily.
Thank you so much for joining us today, guys. We're looking forward to this one.
Yeah, as always.
It is summery today.
Oh, it's so hot. I mean, that's such a British thing to do. It's too hot. We live in Italy. It's obviously summer officially.
It's not meant to be this hot.
We're in the mountains and
Everyone's had a heat wave.
So, yeah, but it's nice. We should be enjoying the fact,
we could use some rain. Anyway, not the point. Today's not about the weather.
No, it's not about the weather. It's not about summer.
Not about any of that. It's kind of to do with like how active are you? What is healthy amount of active? What's a realistic amount of active?
Yeah, because I think it's active in anyone's mind is totally different.
Right.
You know, someone is going to be like, yeah, I'm a really active person, but they probably only do an hour a day versus someone who is
does like five hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously it helps if your job is active.
It's an active job, yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what we're talking about. Your health, how active are you? How fit are you? What counts as fit? All of that stuff.
Yeah.
Before we get started, of course, as is customary, as is ritual
for us.
Cheers. Yeah. Quite a satisfying clunk.
We've got a mixture of drinks today.
We've not got the same drink as
another. Jade has decided to go for a beer.
Listen, it's hot.
A nice cold beer, refreshing, right? I'm not a beer girl, which obviously is, I think, quite a strange thing as an English girl. I do not like beer and I always get questioned as to why I don't like it.
But you're English.
Yeah. Especially here, they're like, oh, you want a beer? And I'm like, no, I do not want a beer. Why?
You've just been known to drink a Corona. This one's quite nice.
I will drink a Corona watching the rugby or what have you, or like some sort of sport. Generally, I'm not a fan. So I've gone for my traditional G&T today. Just because for me, that's a refreshing drink.
It's also a refreshing drink to me. It's just that it also knocks me a bit for six, and it's a hot day, and I don't want to be like stumbling home with my shopping later.
Oh God, I've got to drive home, so.
Well, just have the one.
It's a small one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So we're sat out in the garden because it's summer, and I know we keep apologising for doing this, but yeah, if you can hear an old Italian man talking loudly on the phone, we do apologise.
Yeah, he's on the phone. His wife will probably come out and make a phone call as well in a minute because she also likes to do that. There might be the odd car. There might be the odd bird tweeting.
So they're an older couple. I wouldn't class them as active. I don't know about him, but she only comes outside to cough.
To cough or be on the phone. So I've never seen them leave that apartment.
No.
So I would class them as an inactive couple. Very inactive.
So Emily, how would you describe yourself as active? Would you say you're an active person? I think most people would consider our lives here fairly active.
Yeah, I would probably say I'm an average active person. If we're going on a scale of like, 10 being someone that, does maybe an active job, they're someone that likes to do, like triathlons, or like they're always out and about, they're, running for miles, walking for miles, swimming, like, doing lots of different activities. And then versus your couch potato, I think both of us would be
somewhere in the middle.
We're not like massively active because it's not like we go out hiking every single day have you, but we do a workout most days. We do a hike a couple of times a week. We try to walk most days, but yeah, we're not people that are training for anything or spending all our days outside doing activities inside doing activities.
No, we're not.
Would that be average?
I don't know.
This is the thing.
This is the thing, right?
How do you know how active you are?
How active are you on a... Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I do have like a watch that tracks me. So I have a Garmin Instinct, which I love. And that obviously tracks what I do because I do wear it pretty much all the time. Because the battery life is amazing. This is not an advert for them. I just really like it. But I quite enjoy that because otherwise I find I could be lazy.
Because it reminds you to get up and out.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, oh, well, I haven't hit my 10,000 steps today.
Mm.
Therefore, I'm like, well, I don't want to ruin my streak.
No.
If I've got a 10-day streak going, I'm like, oh, no.
No, you can't be lazy for one day.
No. I need to get my 10,000. So I do, that's my, I enjoy that because it gives me a reason to get out, obviously. I'm hoping to get a dog soon, in which case I won't need it as much because I'll have a dog barking in my face to go out.
To go out, yeah. So you'll be constantly reminded that you need to go outdoors and walk the dog. It does help though. Like, I think, you know, these watches and everything, like Fitbits, and I mean, there's so many different ones now, but like they are so popular because I think, you know, especially in this day and age where you can be very lazy, you know, if you're working an office job or you're doing a job where you spend most of your time sat down, you know,
it's difficult to get yourself up and out because also you get into like a habit or where you really don't feel like it. Like earlier, it was roasting today. It's in the 30s, surely.
Oh, I'm assuming so. I'm going around about 31.
Horrible. Like, nice, but not nice for doing activity.
No, however,
I did make myself go and do the loop because I'd promised myself that's what I'd do. That's what we call our walk around us.
Yeah, because it is a loop. So,
and I was like, maybe I'll do it later when it's cooler. And I was like, no, you won't, Jade. You're gonna go and record an episode of the podcast. You're gonna drink a beer, and then you're gonna want to just
chill.
Go home.
Yeah.
So.
Fair.
I made myself do it in the heat.
Oh no.
Well, because it's like 4 o'clock. So it's quite a hot time of day for.
It is. That is a hot time of day.
Mm. It's fine though. Yeah. There's a wind up there. So.
Hey, no, today, the higher you are, it is breezier. But obviously, we're in a, like, where we actually live is like in the middle of the valley. So we don't really get it. But no.
Yeah. So I find that it, having something to tell me, no,
what
you haven't.
To do.
You haven't hit your step count or whatever it is. Like, for me, I enjoy the 10,000 steps. I think, like, it is just a number, right? It's not the end of the world.
I think someone has just plucked that number out. I mean, I think there is some science behind it, but
it's mostly been plucked out of thin air, yeah.
But the thing is, like, your watch will change, won't it? It's not just necessarily always 10,000. Doesn't yours?
The more you do, the more it tells you to do. But then I find that a little bit too much pressure sometimes because I'm like, but I don't want to do 15,000 steps today just because I did 15,000. Like, this is the issue because we do go on hikes.
Oh god, yeah.
So like, I'll have a 25,000 day, and then it wants me to do 19,000 the next day, and I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. I'm not that active.
Today is a rest day. Watch, leave me alone. I will do my 10.
And that is all. Yeah, but yeah. I can go onto the app and say no to just 10,000 today.
Okay.
So, like, there's an auto one or there's a just the 10,000.
Mm.
And I quite like just the 10,000 because actually...
But I think
because we do too much hiking for it to then be feasible because it's just
true.
Not feasible for me to walk 19,000 steps a day.
No.
I think that's a bit much for me. Some people it's fine, but for me it's
I think the whole step count thing is quite a good way of... you know, everyone being able to kind of get out. And because, I mean, you know, 10,000 is actually doable.
Yes,
you know,
it is a doable number, yeah.
But you do have to consciously make an effort to
obviously,
get
some
up
people
and out.
Don't have to make a conscious effort because they do have active jobs. Mm. But for me, I obviously work online and I could work from my home if I wanted to. So I could literally not leave the house all day, in which case I'd probably get, I don't know, about 100 steps. It's quite a small apartment. I don't know. Like, I don't know how much. Maybe 1,000, but you know.
No, I think you do more than you think you do.
Yeah.
When you're not doing anything kind of thing. But that's the thing, isn't it, that you need to...
And obviously they're not 100% accurate.
No.
Like, the other day I did the loop and it said that I'd done, like, today, for example, because it counts my floors.
Oh, okay.
And I've done 29 flights of stairs apparently today. Admittedly, I did do some lunges and stuff earlier, so whether or not I thought I was doing step ups, I don't know.
Fair.
I don't have any steps in my house, right? So I don't have a set of stairs to go up. So I never, ever am going upstairs. I'm climbing a mountain or walking uphill.
Uphill, yeah.
Because I've done 29 doing the loop. But the other day when we did the loop, it said I'd done 3.
Oh.
And it's the same walk, just a different direction, but it's the same height that I'm reaching.
Yeah, whichever way you do it. I know, yeah, one way is slightly flatter.
Steeper and then
flat.
Then,
yeah, flatter. Or you go, yeah, you can either go flat then steep or steep then flat.
Yeah, but either way.
You always end up doing the same
that's
height.
That's inaccurate, isn't it? But
oh,
obviously,
bless.
Because I'm not actually walking up flights of stairs, I'm walking up a mountain.
It's a bit different.
Yeah.
I don't know how it can... Do you have to do that specific motion of climbing a stair?
I think maybe I need to swing my arms more. But then I'm kind of cheating, aren't I? So I'm like, it doesn't count as many if we do the more gradual way. It counts them if I do the...
If you do it the other way, because it is steeper.
Yeah.
There is a flaw in the technology,
but it can't be 100% accurate, right? Like, because it just doesn't work. People move their bodies differently. Like, it's not always going to be 100% accurate, but it's a nice way to track and have an idea. Like, obviously, if I use my GPS or I do like a hike, I then track the hike. Normally, I don't track my walks.
No, you only track like when we go on our big hikes, don't you?
Yeah, I don't, because I'm like, well, that's just, obviously, it's counting my step count anyway, so I don't tend to track walks and stuff.
No,
like, because I don't count them as proper exercise, and it still will tell me as
I
like
love that. I don't count the walk as a proper exercise, but
it probably is.
It realistically is, which is why I think, yeah.
But then, so I obviously do want to lose weight, so I am tracking calories as well. And if I track my walks, then it obviously takes off the amount of calories, like I can have more calories.
Okay.
Because it's on my fitness pal. And I don't want it to do that because I've set a goal.
Okay. I get
like,
you now.
No.
So if
now,
you,
now.
So if you don't put it in, then you'll have less calories to eat.
Yeah.
Which is obviously what you want to do. Whereas if you add it in, it will take them off. So it means you can technically eat more.
Yeah, which I don't need to give myself permission to do.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a bit over the
top.
I
get you. I'm with you now.
But this one obviously tells me technically how many calories I've burnt, which could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing, because I think you can get overly obsessed.
Some people, it can be a bit too dangerous in the sense that they become so obsessed with...
And I know you can turn it off, right?
Yeah.
But...
I think
you're not going to if you're one of those
no.
people. So I'm like, well, then it's not right, is it?
No. I like, for me, like, I'm not someone that would ever, I can't tell you the last time I weighed myself, for example, because I know I would be someone that gets too obsessed with how much I weigh. Again, I don't track calories for that reason, because I know it's something that I would obsess about. Mm. And I would want to control too much. So like for me, I don't do those things, but I'm not saying that, you know, people shouldn't do them or what have you. But for me, I just know that I would
just
become
think they have
too...
to be taken with a pinch of salt. Do you know what I mean? Like some days, obviously I feel like I've burnt a lot and I was really, really hungry. So I've eaten quite a lot, or I've eaten more pizza than I normally, or whatever it is. Mm. I'm like, but that's okay actually, because I felt like I needed that. So it's kind of a mix between listening to my body and counting calories, because also... I have been known to overeat. So. Like, I listen to my body
easily
to a certain point, right? Where I'm like, no, Jade, you're just being a fatty fatty. Stop it.
It is easily done. It's easily done to eat too much.
Well, I did feel like, because obviously there's intuitive eating as well, right? And they're like, you listen to your body and you listen to the signs.
I know that's a big thing now. Like, people are trying to push that intuitive eating.
Which is a good idea. I think it's a good idea, because it's what you do when you're a child.
Not everyone can do it.
No.
That's the problem. Like, if you've gone too long being like someone, especially someone who maybe has a set routine and they always eat at the same time, you eat regardless of whether you're hungry or not.
Yeah,
it's like, because
you've taught your body to
you've
do
taught
that.
Your body to go, right, well, I'm going to have breakfast at this time, lunch
but
at this time, dinner
said,
at this
last,
time.
Last night I had dinner by myself. Do you know what I had for dinner last night?
No.
Bottle of Cocoa Pops.
Oh, do you know what? I love having cereal
breakfast
for dinner.
Cereal for dinner, so good.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you know what? I don't even care. There's less calories than if I'd had a bowl of pasta anyway.
Fair.
So I was like, do you know what? I want my bowl of Cocoa Pops. Can't be bothered to cook.
Also cold as well. Being a
cold,
hot evening.
Yeah.
Probably
well,
not
I had,
a bad idea.
Cocoa Pops and a beer.
Cocoa Pops and a beer. Oh my God,
that was
amazing.
My dinner.
That's amazing.
I was like, I'm an adult. I can choose.
I like that.
If that's what I want for dinner, that is what I'll have for dinner.
The luxury of being an adult. You can
my
decide.
My mother would have killed me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyone, yeah. Any, if, I don't know.
Obviously,
if someone with children is probably, don't let them do that. But
I wouldn't do it every evening, right?
Oh,
it's
God,
just
no.
that I was like, do you know what? It's too hot to cook. I can't be bothered. You know, I've had a good lunch or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
fair.
And I'm at home alone. So I'm just going to, that's what I'm going to have.
Yeah. But no, I think that's the thing is that there's a big stress, isn't there, on being, you know, what's healthy and what, you know, what foods are healthy, what you should and shouldn't eat. But I think a lot of it is down to, you know, if you put too many restrictions into your diet, or, and I don't mean diet as in a diet, I mean diet as in what you eat.
Yeah.
I think, you know, then that's when things can go wrong.
Well, so, this is the thing that I've had issues with before, is that I have been known to, like, go on a binge.
Yeah.
Because I've dieted too much, and then your body literally, you're tired one day, or, you know, you're not in the mood one day, or your period's due, and then you just go full out, and then you get the guilt, and then the guilt becomes addictive, and it's this whole cycle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been known to, yeah. It's like when I suddenly get a craving. My thing is with sweet things, so I'll have a craving for something sweet, and I will then go and eat a shit ton of chocolate.
Yeah.
And then I go afterwards and think, what the hell was I thinking? Why have I done that? I feel like shit now. But
you've just got to go, well, that happened.
At the end of the day, it doesn't happen every day.
Yeah.
It's once in a blue moon, normally around my period.
Well, yeah. But I think as well, like, sometimes you have to be a bit like, actually,
but why do
that
we feel
happened,
that guilt, though?
I know. It's been taught to us that chocolate's bad for you, or this is bad for you, so you shouldn't eat too much of it. When actually maybe one day a month you do eat too much of it, and that's fine too.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the month you don't eat it.
Well, exactly. That's the whole thing, is like everything in moderation and having a balance. But you do need to, there are going to be times when your body actually needs
imbalance.
More. Yeah, imbalance. It needs more sugar or more protein or more carbohydrates or whatever it is.
Maybe you're on holiday and you just don't want to worry about it. Or, you know,
no.
Someone's visiting you, or you've got a couple of dinners planned in a week, and you can either sit there and feel rubbish about it. And, you know, there are times when I'm bloated and I don't feel great about it. But then you just have to go, well, actually.
But did you have a nice time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's too much. This is the thing as well. And I think, you know, as much as I love the health industry, it has put a lot of pressure on men and women to look a certain way, to eat a certain way, to kind of live their life a certain way. Because, you know, it's massive. The health industry now is huge. And I just, yeah.
So this is what we kind of want to talk about, is a bit of the fitness influencers, yeah? Is that what we're going with?
I think, yeah.
That whole industry.
Yeah, the fitness health industry and the whole kind of influencer side of it. And as much as, like, don't get us wrong, we love fitness influencers.
We absolutely love them. So this is a little bit of a disclaimer, obviously. I'm not recommending that you eat Cocoa Pops and have a beer for dinner. I'm just saying I felt like it last night, and we're not experts. But also within the fitness industry, like, it's changed my life in terms of the women that I've found.
Yeah,
I've fallen in love with working out. Like, it has made a massive difference. Even seeing people hike, like, there's not anything negative within that.
But no, it's just the...
There's two sides of the story, and I think sometimes we forget...
That there is two sides.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, it's fine to have two sides of a story, because realistically there always is going to be.
And I do think it's becoming more honest. One thing I would say is that, like, now I think there's a call for people to be honest on social media.
Definitely.
And show both sides of the story and show the behind the scenes, if you will. However... I don't think it's they're being honest, but are we being really honest?
Well, no, because the honesty part of it, especially if you are a fitness person, like fitness influencer, if you're a PT, if you're, you know, that is your job, the reality of your life is very different to the people you are preaching. Yeah, you are. It's because the next word, you are preaching to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I see.
So... realistically, if you are not one of those fitness influencers, you're not a PT person, you know, that isn't your job, then you have another job. And it could be a full-time job, a part-time job, it can be a flexible job, whatever it is that you do. Realistically, you are not spending your day or your job working out.
No.
Because it's, you don't have the time, or, you know, you don't need to, because it's not your job. But this is the thing.
Well, you have maybe an hour a day, but that also includes changing into your gym wear,
having a shower, warming up, what have you. And we, you know, you kind of have to remind yourself, and, you know, we, I mean, this is why we wanted to talk about it, is because we have to remind ourselves on a daily basis, should I say, that...
You were going to say on the daily. And
on the daily, yeah. Is that these fitness, you know, men and women that we follow, that is their life. That is how they make a living. So...
It's going to look different.
Yes, because they're going to be working out however many times a day for however long a day, because they need to record videos for YouTube, for Instagram, for TikTok, for whatever platform it is that they're on, their app. You know, they've got to put it out there. They've got to make the content, create the content for us to then follow. So their day is spent filming or working out, or, you know, and that's not how I do my day. You know, I don't film my day that way. Like, I watch a YouTube video or what have you, and I follow it, but that's what, for half an hour, I say an hour, I never do an hour, 45 minutes, there we go.
I can't actually physically put a video on if I know it's going to be a full hour of exercise.
No.
I just can't do it.
No.
I can do 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, up to 50. 50 is my max.
Yeah, I would say.
No.
But that's, realistically, that is all most people who are wanting to be fit and healthy and who are wanting to partaking in, you know, doing a kind of workout as such, whether it be at the gym or at home. An hour is, realistically, I would say, what most people have to spare in their day.
Yeah.
To fit around their work, to fit around their chores, to fit around their kids or, you know, friends or whatever it is that you do, you know, to fill your time in a day. An hour's worth of working out is pretty good if you can fit it in every day, or even 5 days a week, 4 days a week, 3 days a week. But those fitness people are doing it all day, every day. Because that is their job.
Oh, it's their job. It's their livelihood. It's their
life. That's how they make money.
And I would assume they also enjoy it. But at the same time, it's just, it's not feasible for your average person. And actually, I wouldn't want that to be my job, because I don't love it that much.
No.
Like, I love it. I enjoy it. And it's part of my day. But I couldn't imagine the pressure that would come along with it. And it must be for them as well. There must be a large element of pressure to have your body looking a certain way.
Oh, my God,
to have all of that. It must take a lot out of you. And I think that's the side that maybe we don't see as much, is the fact that actually, yes, if you do these workouts, you will be fitter, you might feel better, it might boost your mood. But is it actually going to give you six-pack abs? No, because you also have to combine it with a healthy diet and this, that and the other. And really, it needs to be your life. And also, some of us just aren't made to have six-pack abs.
No. Or want to have that.
Yeah.
Either, that's the thing. But yeah, you know, those, yeah, when you look at their bodies, trust me, they look amazing. Obviously, we've all seen them, you know, they've got, you know, amazing abs, they've got perfect legs, booty, you know, what you know, their whole bodies look amazing. They look really fit, really healthy, they're really toned, you know. They've not got as much cellulite. I know some of them still do, but, you know, realistically, you know, they haven't got as much. They haven't got the love handles. They haven't got the, you know, the back rolls or whatever it is, like, that a normal average human will have.
Yeah. And I just...
And this is, I think, as much as I love that the fact that honesty is a big thing now...
Yeah, because obviously you get the posed versus not, you get what I eat in a day, and they're all really good parts. Yeah, I'm glad that we are getting shown that.
Yeah.
But really, and like, obviously, yeah, consistency is key. If you want to change your body, it is about consistency.
You've got to have a goal. You've got to have a plan. You can't just kind of, you know, follow, like, do any old thing. You do need to have a good plan and go, right, well, you know, I want to lose weight, or I want to gain muscle, or I want a six-pack.
Well, yeah, because you can't do all of that at the same time. You've got to pick one.
Yeah.
And have that be your thing. Obviously, at the moment, for me, I would like to lose some weight. So that's what I'm focusing on.
Mm.
But I still, obviously, I've got a follower plan.
Yeah.
That I enjoy, and I know that I enjoy. And I'm not really that fussed in terms of how long it takes or what have you. Because I'm like, well, I'm just going to, you know.
But your thing is as well, you don't want to do it too drastically. You know, you don't want to put yourself into a thing of like, this is the other thing as well, is that people will do it like solidly for 6 weeks
and then stop.
And then stop. You know, it's all about maintaining, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got to kind of pick your, you know, what it is that you're trying to do, whether you're trying to lose weight or gain muscle or whatever it
is,
etc.
But there's also like something comes after you've hit your goal.
Yeah,
as
you
well.
Then your goal has to change.
Because I've done it before. Like most of us have probably done a crash diet or this, that,
oh,
and the
yeah.
other. I want to lose 10 pounds. You lose the 10 pounds. You're feeling yourself. You go out on a night out. You go for dinner. You do all the things. 2 weeks later, you've gained 10 pounds.
Exactly.
This it took what... you 6 weeks to lose.
But this is the thing, like, and I think that's what, and I think that was, that's what needs to be highlighted more, is that, you know, and obviously the people, you know, people who, it, that is their job, that is what they do, and they are telling people that. But I think a lot of us forget that, you know, once you have decided to look a certain way, you have to follow it through and you have to maintain it, because you can't just do it for a week, 6 weeks,
and
2 months,
but you also
whatever.
Have to be aware of your body type, right? And that, you know,
yeah, because they are
follow
massively
different. You know, a girl who's very, very tall.
Yeah.
And we do her workouts. I'm not going to look like her.
I'm half her size.
Literally. Like, no. We also follow, like, we follow a few people and we enjoy a few people. And it's not that they're not being honest or that there's anything negative about the way
look.
I just think it's like that. It's almost like a daily reminder is needed that, yeah, she looks amazing, but you are not going to look like that.
No.
And that's also okay.
Yeah.
Like, because there is a lot of...
It's a different reality, isn't it?
And there's a lot of bad language, I think, especially if you search, like, YouTube workouts
oh,
or what
God.
Have you. There's a lot of language that shouldn't really be being used, but is being, like, lose love handles, lose... muffin top, like,
yeah,
get six pack abs, get
a fat
snatched
loss.
Weight, and you're like, no, because realistically, we all know, yeah, if you want to lose weight and that's your goal, you have to consume less calories than what you are burning. That's the rule.
It
if
is,
you want to lose
yeah.
weight, if you want to gain muscle, it's pretty much the opposite.
Yes, yes.
You've got to lift heavy. You've got to do certain things.
Yeah, you've got your protein intake has got to be obviously significantly higher. You've probably got to eat more regularly throughout the day. Like, there's obviously different, but equally, everyone is different. So, you know, things like hormones play a massive part. You know, people, it's not just one rule for everyone, is it?
No.
And I think that's as well really hard to kind of tell yourself that actually, like, what you do and what they do, as much as you can follow what they do, it might not necessarily work for you. And this
no.
is the, I think that's hard.
It might
when,
help you. It's yeah. not that, like, obviously doing exercise is not going to be bad for you.
No.
But then again, like, there's certain things within, we find this, is that it's taken me, I would say 18 months to learn that, no, Jade, I don't care how many times this woman tells you to do burpees, you cannot do burpees, and that's also fine.
Yeah.
Because what happens every time is my back goes.
Exactly.
I'm
the same.
I have hip issues and back issues, and we can't do them.
No.
I know I can't do them. But when you've got this, you know, super fit woman yelling at you to do burpees...
Yeah, you feel bad because you can't do it.
You feel bad because you can't do it, and you want to enjoy the workout, and you don't want to get to the end of the workout and feel like you haven't given
your all
or whatever.
Mm.
And it's taken a long time to get to that point. Now I think I've been working out consistently for probably 2 months without my back going now.
Mm.
Which is amazing.
Just, for both of us, I think we're pretty much in the same sort of situation there. We've both been... But it's because we've realised.
No, okay, well, you can't do that. And, you know, I've personally, for me, I find that I can't do this particular person's HIIT workouts because it makes me want to do a burpee, or it makes me want to jump around and do things that actually I'm not capable of doing.
Yeah.
My body, like, my back will go.
There's no ifs or buts. There's nothing.
That's what's going to happen.
That is what's going to happen.
Because of the exercises that she's asking me to do are just not suitable for my body.
But then, you know.
But there are other people that do it. They do it differently, and they do ones that are suitable for my body. So that's fine, and I'll just do those.
But there's other people out there who can do burpees.
Yeah.
That can do all these crazy things.
Oh, I watch them and I'm like, this is unfair.
Yeah.
You make that look easy.
But that's the thing, like, everyone's body...
Down to up, I can't do.
Yeah, but it's because everyone's body is different, you know, and it's, you know, it's whether or not you've had an injury in the past, or, you know, your bone makeup is different, or, I don't know, like, yeah, I mean, we've both got hip issues, And
I've got mild scoliosis in my spine. Like, I can't do it. I just can't. And I just.
But then there's other people out there that can do it because they've got a really strong back and a really strong core, and it's fine. Or they haven't got hips that are out of alignment, which is what mine are. So this is the thing. Like, everyone is different, and no one person. If you look at their body and go, "Yeah, that's what I want."
It doesn't really work like that. You can have a similar body type.
But you've got to have the same exact same body type to look like that.
Yeah. And metabolism. And
there's so many things that play a part.
And what have you.
So many things.
So we've kind of spoken quite a bit about diet.
Mm.
And there is one thing that I do want to kind of go into a little bit more.
Yeah.
Anyway. Which is the what I eat in a day. How do we feel about what I eat in a day? Because it's all I see now.
Oh no, it's everywhere. On every platform, there is what I eat in a day. Reels, TikTok,
and it always
YouTube.
Starts with them showing me their incredibly impressive abs. And I'm like, no, you do look good. Well done.
And then some sort of smoothie.
There's always a smoothie.
A chia seed bowl or something like, you know, some sort of bowl that's got like slop in it with the... gruel with lots of fruit.
Please,
and everything.
Sir, can I have some more?
Yeah, exactly. It's like Oliver's dinner breakfast. But yeah, it always starts with that, and then they go on about a green juice, and
they love a green juice, an anti-bloating green juice.
Yeah. And then, oh my God, and then it's, you know, they'll have like a mid-morning snack that's kind of...
like, it'll be all fruit or...
It's all fruit or a protein, a protein bar or protein balls or whatever they are, or a protein shake.
And then they'll have a really healthy salad full of lovely, wonderful food.
Things for lunch. And then dinner is probably meat or fish with, you know, again, salad or maybe a bit of pasta or rice or something chucked in. But
and then dessert again is something to do with protein.
A cheat dessert. So it's not sweet, but it is sweet. We've all seen them.
Yeah, we all know what they consist of. And
but
if that works for you, that's fine.
My thing is, I'd like to know
how much did
that cost you that day?
How much is your weekly shopping bill? Because this is insane, right? If you're a normal human, you can't, unless you're rolling in it.
You can't.
I don't know. Are we just cheapskates? Like, this is a question for everyone, but.
Maybe. I mean, at what point is spending too much on food? Because I suppose it's down to your priorities, maybe. So, you know, whereas we like to shop for clothes and shoes and things, perhaps we should stop doing that and we should only concentrate on our food.
And I love food, right? I love, love, love eating. We both do.
We both
enjoy a good meal, whether it be healthy
or
unhealthy,
not healthy,
whichever. We enjoy both.
We enjoy both, yeah.
But we also, obviously, we live in the mountains, so it has to be said, we can't... easily access all of this fruit and veg because it doesn't grow here, therefore we can't
get you know, anything that's a bit kind of out there, which if you live in the UK or you live in a country where you have access to all of these things,
I don't know if we should be promoting this, right? Because if that's what you eat in a day all year round,
wow, you're lucky.
But also, where's that coming from? Like, because strawberries don't grow at that time of year, so how are you getting them? It's not
melon or, you know.
It's great for your physical fitness, fantastic, but is it great for the world? Like, actually, as humans, we were designed surely to eat whatever's in season.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So why can't we go back to that a little bit?
Anyway. I know. Yeah, that's a topic for another day.
But it does bother me. That does bother me.
But yeah, it's just the fact that
the reason it's so expensive is because it's flown in from somewhere else where it does grow.
Exactly. Unfortunately, we don't have things growing here all year round in the mountains because we have snow.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is hard for us to get certain things because there's just no need for it here.
Yeah.
You know, there's not the want for it. So they don't have, you can't go to the supermarket and get it.
No, well, you'll then have to order it off a site or whatever. And it will cost you
however much in shipping.
A stupid amount of money. I just, there's obviously certain, I can't remember, like weird things that they add to their food that apparently like they use for binding instead of eggs, or they use it for binding or whatever.
Oh,
no, that's fine.
But I can't
get that here. And the chickens up there, they live up there and look quite happy.
Oh, no. So, yeah. I'd rather use an egg.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is the thing. Yeah, I would love to know what a fitness influencer, how much they spend on food.
Because they do normally do this budget thing, and I'm like, whose budget is this?
I mean, I suppose as a fitness influencer, you're earning a shit ton of money.
If you're successful at it. So yeah. I do get it. And obviously your body and your health is your priority.
Mm-hmm.
My body and my health are high up there on the priority list.
But if I don't have the money to spend on it, I can't spend it.
Like I also, you need to pay for your car or the apartment or like...
Yeah, I've got rent to pay. I've got bills to pay, a car. I need, there's certain things that you need to...
And, you know...
Pay out for.
A box of pasta will last me a good while.
It does. That's a good few meals, that yeah. one. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It is...
A sack of potatoes. That we can get.
I know. But I can't get some of these weird and wonderful, like goji berries or whatever else and...
Oh, yeah. No, but we can't get them here. And I just think sometimes... Yeah. It's not that they're trying to shame you. I don't think that that's ever intention.
No, no, no.
And I'm not saying that they're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying, like, that's not how most people can live their lives. And also, if you're going into the office and you don't, like, or you've got kids and you run out of time to meal prep, so you just grab something.
On the go.
That's fine too. Like,
I know, it's kind of, I think... We
consistency
kind of
has to be able to, you have to be able to maintain it, right?
Exactly.
We've all done it. I don't know if you've done it, but back in the UK, I 100% was like, right, I'm going to go on a health kick. I'm off to the supermarket, take myself to Sainsbury's. And, you know, because that's my closest supermarket, not because I'm fancy. If there was a Lidl close to me, I would have gone there, but there wasn't. Anyway, and you go round and then you pay and you're like, huh?
Oh my God.
And you've only got a week's worth of food, and it's like for one person, it was well over 100 quid. I can't imagine now.
Oh God, yeah, now. Well, this is the other thing as well. Like, food prices are going up rapidly. And it's like, I just don't know on a normal person's wage
how
you can afford to, you know, eat like that for every meal of the day and to pay for protein powder and pay for protein bars.
Well, they normally get those for free, to be fair. But,
well, yeah. Yeah, true. They get it for free. But as
we don't.
We don't. So I've got to pay for those things. And, you know, protein isn't exactly cheap.
No, it's not. I just, there's so much that goes into you being able to eat like that, right? You have to be well off. You have to be able to do that. And also you have to make the commitment and that's all you want to do.
And that's what you're going to eat.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to go down and buy, a thing of ravioli that's pre-made and you just chuck it in the pan with some tomato sauce.
But after a long hike, that is literally all I want.
Or, you know, I'm not saying that they don't have cheap meals or what have you and they don't go out and go out for dinner. And I know they do, but... It's just the fact that what I eat in a day is it's always the super healthy options. And it's like, but
sometimes
there's
the odd one that
you get
doesn't,
the odd one, yeah.
But they're out for sushi or they're out for like, they've got their avocado toast or whatever. We can't even get that here. So imagine a town that doesn't have avocado toast. I've never once seen on a menu avocado toast.
You can't even get eggs on the menu.
No.
So it's a brioche.
That's where we live. You can have a brioche or croissant, whatever you want to call it. Or you can have a pizza or you can have pasta. Those are your options.
Yeah. We've got like, I mean,
if you're out for dinner.
Yeah. I understand.
Not everyone lives where we do.
No, we do live in a very unique place. And I suppose, yes, if you live in a nice city and you've got all these fancy food options, fine. And you've got different types of supermarkets where you can get all these different ingredients. But it would be nice to have someone take into consideration that you might not be able to get those exact ingredients.
Yeah, because a lot of the times, like there are a few recipes that we've got from them that are super easy.
Mm.
We love our chickpea burgers.
Yep, yeah, there's lots of things. Because there are things that we can get.
Like, you're like, well, I can make that work with what I've got.
Mm.
I'm not saying, like, we're not here to criticise them, really. It's just saying, like, as a reminder to anyone that watches these people.
And is having the same thoughts as us, basically.
That actually it's okay if you can't maintain the way that they can. And yes, consistency is key, but consistency also comes with it being, you know, suitable to your lifestyle. Mm. It's got to fit in with that. You can't Like, well, that's what I used to remember doing. Like, when I was in the UK, that's what I'd do. I'd go on a health kick and I'd go to my supermarket and I'd load up on all the stuff they told me to buy. And I've spent all my month's wage on that one week supermarket shop or whatever. I follow it for 4 days and I'm like, oh, my mum's like, do you want to go to the pub tonight? I'm like, I can't because, well, one, I've spent all my money on all this fancy food. And two, I'm on this diet.
Yeah.
It's just not feasible.
No. No. And I think that's what we just need to remind ourselves, because it is okay, you know, that these people are in a very fortunate position to be able to live their life that way. But it's just being able to remind yourself and being able to kind of have those conversations with yourself and go, that's great that they can do that. They look like that. They live that life. That's amazing for them. And they're so fortunate and that's amazing. I just can't do that.
Well, I do. I can't do that.
That is okay.
I like going out for pizza. I like having a beer.
I know.
It's not healthy for me necessarily, but there's these few little parts of my life that actually, do you know what? I've been for a long walk today. I've done a workout today. It's been a hot day and I'd like to enjoy a beer, and that's also okay.
Yeah, why not? At the end of the day,
you like to enjoy, whatever is a treat for you.
You are allowed to do it.
Yeah.
You are still allowed to have those things and what have you, because
at the end of the day, we are all different. You could work out exactly the way that they work out. You could eat exactly the same thing that they eat.
And still not look the same.
And you still won't look like them because you're not them.
No. No. And I think that's like the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Everyone is different. Okay, so no matter what you do versus someone else,
we're all beautiful. Fuck society for telling us we're not.
I know. Everyone is different, and that is perfect. It's meant to be.
Exactly. I have cellulite, and that is fine.
Yeah.
I don't like to look at it, but that is fine.
No, I have love handles, but that's fine. Like, come on. At the end of the day, we're all beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
In every form that we come in.
So just
love yourself.
Love yourself. Eat the pizza. Have a nice life.
Live boldly.
Live boldly. Speaking of which,
I knew this was coming.
Because we haven't thought about it yet. I've thought about it twice whilst we were talking and been like, oh.
Oh dear, where can we add this in?
Yeah, but now you've brought it up, so all good.
We'll put it at the end.
So when we say live boldly, obviously we do like to talk about what we've done in the week.
Yeah.
That is bold. I've had a pretty good week, so I think I'm okay with this question.
Yeah, now I'm really struggling.
Okay, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
What have I done boldly this week? Okay, so I've always been a really shy person, right? I've never liked to be wrong or be corrected or what have you.
Fair.
This week my dad came out to visit and I ended up being the translator between my dad and my boyfriend's mum a lot. Like, I'm talking for a full dinner, a full 4-hour hike.
Oh,
like,
my God.
When they go into the shop, like quite a long period, it was difficult. And yeah, and I think I did pretty well. So
yeah, definitely. You did what I couldn't have done.
It's hard. It was really hard. And we also went for the hike and I went for multiple swims and that's been great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
Yeah, new year. I thought that might help you out. You're welcome.
That's going to, yeah, because actually, yeah, I've just had a thought. I unfortunately haven't spoken very much Italian at all this week, so my living boldly through that is probably not, but Jade has just reminded me that I did do my first wild water plunge.
You went in multiple times.
Plunge into the river. And I mean, it did help that I was slightly hungover, so the cold water kind of refreshed me, revived me. But I did go in, yeah, as you said, multiple times. And that's for me, if you've been listening long enough,
Emily actually went in before me.
Yes, I dunked myself before Jade had. So,
which has never happened.
No, normally Jade's in and she's like, you coming in? I'm like, no. I dip my toe in. No, it's too cold. But yesterday, oh my God, it was a hot day. We got down there. It was like crystal clear water. And I was just like, fuck it. I'm going in. And it was one of those things. As soon as I got in, it was freezing.
Like,
but I
painful.
Knew I had to do it. I just had to do it. And if I didn't dunk then, I'd have like pussied out and just run back to our little camp.
See, I always know I won't pussy out because the water will call to me.
No, see, but yes, so I think for me, so far, that is my living boldly moment. My first wild swim in the river.
What a good one.
I know.
Lovely.
And you know what? It was bloody brilliant.
And bloody freezing, it hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It actually
We went in twice.
Yeah. Two times or three times?
Maybe three times.
I think we did three times, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what we're going to leave you with, is our bold choices for this week. So, guys, let us know, what have you done that makes you feel bold? Maybe you've done a workout. Maybe you've eaten the pizza. Maybe you've gone for a swim in a river.
Yeah. Whatever it is, bought yourself a nice outfit. I don't know.
And worn it brazenly through town.
Exactly. There's many, many things you can do to live boldly.
It can be anything. Yeah. Thank you so, so much for listening, guys. We so appreciate you. We're so glad you're here with us.
Yeah.
We feel like you're here with us.
I know. We kind of like, we think we have an audience, and obviously we do, but they're kind of old Italian couples or birds or dogs. But we imagine they are you.
Yeah, the old lady that comes out on the balcony. We're picturing it as you.
Yes, definitely. Because it's better for us that way.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Obviously, keep living boldly.
Yep.
And yeah, ciao for now.